It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
We are headed to Balsam Township right now with Lisa, who called in for What's for Breakfast. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Heidi. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Lisa. Have you had your breakfast yet?
Well, I actually have. I woke up early today, so.
What did you have?
I had, I started out with a handful of dry Cheerios. And coffee.
Oh, you, okay.
I know. No. I know, kind of weird. And then I moved on to poached eggs, poached in milk, and toast.
Okay.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack. And here's so the much. First of all, I appreciate your honesty about the handful of Cheerios. Where did this come? Why does that appeal to you in the mornings?
You know, it sprung from, I sometimes have a little vertigo trouble when I get up in the morning, a little dizziness. So it's kind of ease my tummy.
Ah, there we go. Kind of stabilizing.
Yeah. I learned that back when I was having children and having morning sickness.
Ah, okay. And probably a lot of Cheerios on the high chairs.
Yeah.
You were feeding them, too. So it's probably around a lot.
Now, poached in milk. Explain this, obviously, family tradition.
Wow, you are clairvoyant, aren't you, John?
It's gotta be.
You know, way, many, many, many years ago, my mother would make poached eggs in milk and toast for my dad. And it was usually if he was feeling under the weather, actually. But and back then, she did not have benefit of the microwave. So I can make that in, like, 1 minute.
Oh, nice.
So do you have to be – take us through the process. I'm sorry. I got a million questions. But, I mean – are you worried about scalding the milk or anything like that?
No. I just get myself a microwave-safe bowl. I pour maybe, I suppose it's 2 or 3 tablespoons. I don't measure. 2 or 3 tablespoons of milk. I crack a little piece of wax paper, and I hit the 30-second button twice, and bing, it's ready.
Wow.
So I love that this is, you know, a tie to your past, because there's things, I just was talking to someone this week, like I'd give anything to have my grandma's finished pancakes again, and I've tried for years to kind of recreate those. But do you think the milk, what about the taste? Does the milk taste better, or is this about memory, excuse me, for you?
You know, I kind of just mash up the eggs in the milk, so it's just the kind of gives it kind of a creamy, and I eat it with a spoon.
Nice.
Holy cow.
I like this. And did you say toast?
Yes. I just had toast with it.
No, don't say just toast. Are we talking English muffin, baking bread, homemade, Wonder, slathered in butter?
It was one of those take and bake Italian loaves.
Oh.
So, you know, that crusty yeah. bread with the lots of little pockets for butter.
Yum. Oh my gosh,
beautiful.
It sounds great. And did you have a beverage?
Coffee.
Oh.
Coffee.
You're right.
Coffee and Cheerios.
I like it.
And you're where, in Balsam?
Balsam Township.
I'm out in Balsam Township, yes.
Go ahead.
So just last Friday, I decided, okay, it's time to get back into KXE, because when I'm up here, that I'm at the cabin, when I'm up here, you guys are my friends, because sometimes my husband's not up here with me, and so I'm alone, so I need some friends, right?
Right.
You guys keep me company.
Yeah, we can feel it.
I'm going to cry.
Okay.
Seriously. That's,
I know.
Well, that's beautiful because, you know, we've, you know, Heidi and I have been here a long time, and we're always looking to the magic. We always feel like there's something we can do personally to get someone to become a member. And I don't know that we have the ability to do that. I think the decision is totally yours. What take us through your process of say, okay, finally.
I think I've been, it's like, Lisa, you really need to do this. And last Friday, you were talking to two of my dear friends, Steve Benson and Louis Bourbonnais.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about the brew and whatever that brew and barbecue thing was coming up. And it's like, yeah, that, you know, I mean, I know some of these people that are on the radio. And John, we've actually met one time. So I'm sure you wouldn't remember me. It was at a little gathering for my sister when she was running for Senate last summer. But anyway, so it's like, okay, let's just make this call before you head back home, because I head back to the Twin Cities and go to work. So so I quick made the call, got to talk to Maggie, that was nice, last Friday, and I'm back. So, and when I say I'm back in, I must have been probably 1977.
Wow.
And I was I was probably 17. I was a member way back then.
Oh, wow.
Now, is Rita your sister?
Rita is my sister.
As soon as you said, yeah, you know, the clue, I could hear this the in the voice, your similarities.
Well, yeah, some people say you can't tell us apart over the phone.
right. And the laugh. There
and
we go.
And that pause, that little pause. Boy, we know
fantastic.
All of you know what you look like, everything.
Oh, no. Rita's the pretty one.
Oh.
She'd probably say the same about you.
So how's the fire doing in, where you, are you, say, Minneapolis? Where are you from? I'm sorry.
We're in Lino Lakes these
okay.
days.
So, because we look at the fire charts here, the smoke levels, and it looked like it's all the same across Minnesota. Is that true?
We've had many days that you know, it smelled like campfire. More often, just a bit of haze.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's affecting everybody, and it's quite strong up here. I had a little cough today.
Yeah.
We're talking to Lisa from Balsam Township. It's What's for Breakfast on KAXE Grand Rapids, KBXE Bagley Bemidji.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Lisa, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you study What's for Breakfast or not, but you can either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your cabin in a cream-colored linen sack, small sack.
Oh, my. I think I would choose the cereal.
Oh.
There we go.
I was totally wrong on that. Well, thank you for the milk poached recipe, egg recipe. And good luck with that vertigo.
You're welcome.
I know what you're talking about. That's not a lot of fun.
Does Rita also eat this concoction?
Oh, I bet she does.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Of the poached egg and milk.
Well, aren't you guys talking?
Yeah, I don't know. I think she usually eats oatmeal for breakfast.
Okay. You aren't fighting or anything.
Yeah.
You just don't always know each other. Okay. We wanted to stir up some controversy, you know.
Well, thanks for becoming a member. That's outstanding.
We sure
appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day, Lisa.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.